This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. Maybe you've heard of cat cafes or board game cafes, tech cafes. Well, what about repair cafes? Last week, the White Lake Township Library, about 35 miles northwest of Detroit, held its fourth repair cafe. Instead of throwing away a broken lamp or a shirt with a hole in it, people came to the library to get them fixed. Experts from the community set up tables like flea markets and volunteered their services. Organizers say last year, the library held the first repair cafe in Michigan. Now, at least five other communities have joined in. Stateside's Danny Hensel went to White Lake to check out the latest repair cafe and brought us this audio postcard.
Hi, my name is Denise Harris-Feems, and I am the programming librarian at the White Lake Township Library. And about a year and a half ago, I saw an article in Library Journal about Repair Cafe. I thought, well, we could do that here. So I started finding people who could fix things and said, this is the date. And we thought it would be in conjunction with Money Smart Week, to a way to save money by fixing your things instead of throwing them away and replacing them. And then also a part of Earth Day, instead of, again, putting things in landfills, we would repair them and fix them and just to value our things instead of being such a disposable society. This is the one room we have, and we have tables set around the room and with different people who can help fix things. It's been a good experience. People are happy. There's networking going on, and it's a nice vibe in the room.
Hi, I'm Diane Kroll. I'm from Clarkston, Michigan. I always like to put the needle down first because it holds my fabric in place. One of my little tricks. I teach sewing lessons, and I like to give easy tips. There we go. I have brought one of my assorted sewing machines, and I'm doing repairs for people. This morning, I shortened straps on an outfit for a little girl for her recital. She was so cute. And checked on a couple zipper repairs, put in a hem in a pair of pants. I think that there are so many people who have no clue that what they have can be fixed. You know, we're kind of a throwaway society, that it's broken, there's no hope, let me just get a new one. And so many times it's a minor repair that will make something functional again.
Hi, I'm Nancy Fout. I'm from Waterford. Knives and clippers. They were dull. And one of the clippers, you said, needs to be some tight stuff put on it or some fingernail polish so the bolts will be tighter.
Well, this is knife sharpening. My name is Walker Sharp, and I'm from White Lake, just across the street. My dad taught me how to do this. Probably started about 8 years old, and I'm 60 now. Yes, ma'am. I think that'll do it. We just took out some of the nicks right here, and I think those will be better than the other ones. But just use some Loctite on those.
My name is Melissa Schmantowski, and I live in White Lake, Michigan. I repair DVDs and CDs. Actually, I work at the library, so I've been here for about 11 years, and I just want to be a part of this event because it's so important. One of the people that usually is here and repairs jewelry, his son had a DVD or a CD that his grandmother had made for him, and it was scratched. And he's a child, and this was his grandmother. She'd passed away. We were able to fix that so that he could listen to his grandma again. And now we have that relationship with that jeweler. We have people come in that are looking for one thing and see another. There are neighbors that meet here. We just had two people come in who are new to the community who have skills that they can share with others. It's just a wonderful thing to see the community coming in, to see new friendships being made, people catching up with each other. It's just beautiful.
Thank you.